I remember some of this.
Were you a Beastie Boy back in the day?
No. This is Graham Central Station.
Ooh, Larry Graham. Larry Graham was the bass player for Sly and the Family Stone before he got funky on his own.
Now, why would you not be happy with this, man?
News walk-up music.
Well, it's certainly better than Careless Whisper by Wham, that's for sure.
It just makes me want, I don't want to even talk. I just want to listen.
Yeah. Even guys like us can get funky.
A man from Oregon called 911 earlier in the month to ask, quote, "Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?" You think I'm kidding?
You have the audio of this? This is great.
I absolutely do.
Yeah,
please
listen.
This
is awesome.
And this is what
now
happens.
Oregon's one of the states where it's legal, right?
Hey, listen to this.
Fire medical.
Hi, where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Yeah, where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting.
That's
well,
very interesting,
let me
man.
Ask you the same question. It's a legitimate question.
Which question is that?
Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
I would have no idea, sir.
You would have no idea. Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
At least he was polite about being a tool.
No, marijuana is...
Is Oregon,
legal
Oregon or Washington? I can't remember. Which state went with Colorado?
It's Washington.
It's Washington, yeah, that's right.
But Oregon is close.
Yeah.
You know?
So that should be the right answer.
Yeah,
sir, you're a pothead. You're a drain on our state.
Yeah.
Please move, head up the highway a few more miles and get into Washington.
God.
Drain their social services.
You don't know if he's a drain any more than if a guy was drinking a six-pack and was asking where he can buy beer.
After listening to that audio, it is clear that he is a drain on society.
It's clear, right? Huh? You've never met the guy. You've never talked to the
college
guy.
Associate professor who didn't get tenure or something like that. Or
he is a blister on the ass of society that should be lanced and removed.
Right.
Not that you stereotype.
38-year-old in Florida drank a case of natural ice beer with his 56-year-old neighbor on Monday.
A case of ice beer.
Natty ice, baby. Natty ice. Then they bought an 18-pack and got into a bit of an argument on who would get the final can. The neighbor allegedly pulled out a knife, but the 38-year-old got it away from him, stabbed him to death.
Wait a minute. 9 apiece wasn't good enough? Somebody was going to take an extra one?
Yep. 60-year-old woman in Massachusetts was pulled over Monday night, and when the cop asked for her license, she handed him a receipt for vodka. Instead, she failed a huge amount of sobriety tests and was arrested for DUI. Oh, by the way, it's her 7th arrest for DUI. A 40-year-old guy from California was on a U.S. Airways flight from Philadelphia to London, and he was, that's right, drunk. He ended up groping 2 women in his row, then groped a 3rd as the crew was moving him back to the back of the plane. Then they had to head back to Philly, where cops escorted him off the plane and arrested him. The plane got to London 4 hours late. Alcohol and weed. What a great combination for the advancement of our society. Yes, it's enough to make you go, oh, man, life is horrible. No. We're here to make you feel otherwise.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
This guy always sounds high, too, doesn't he?
You mean Nigel?
Nigel?
Yeah. He does the introduction for us. He's a great guy. 2.5 Men will end in 2015. That means it has a 50-50 chance of outliving Charlie Sheen. Tyra Banks is producing a transgender reality show for VH1. It's going to be called America's Top Whatever.
You put that on your DVR for next
call,
haven't you?
Oh, gosh, yes. Actually, I don't have a big enough screen TV for her forehead. Michael Sam apparently held his first press conference as a St. Louis Ram. There was an awkward moment when he said he would bend over backwards for the team.
Oh, stop it.
Hmm? A woman dressed
awkward.
That, by the way, that was the joke of the day, by the way. That one's the winner. A woman dressed as Spider-Man robbed a store in Delaware. Huh. A woman dressed as Spider-Man. Isn't that Tobey Maguire? L.A. is experiencing record-high temperatures. It's so hot.
How hot is it?
The sex offender on Hollywood Boulevard is sweating right through his Elmo suit.
Yes, but you're out with the kids. That's why we don't.
And last but not least, thank you. I know Tom's happy about this. Chris Christie said that by 2016, his bridge scandal will be just a footnote. Also a footnote by 2016, Chris Christie. Thank you very much. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've given you for good and not for evil.
And welcome aboard United Airlines Flight 990. This is your captain speaking. I've turned off the fasten seatbelt signs and turned on the let's get ready to rumble signs. Tonight's main event is the passenger in 12A versus the passenger in 13B, who, by the way, is currently undefeated. Your flight attendants and ring girls will be coming down the aisle shortly. In the event of an emergency or a knockout in the first round, we remind you to please use the exits located near the front of the aircraft. And finally, please make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their full upright position, touch gloves, and come out fighting.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.